Hello, sports fans, and welcome to tonight's SCV football grudge match between Killa Ace and Zorak. Should be an exciting double elimination match on this exciting Thursday morning. Zorak has drawn the color of orange, and he will be going from left to right across your computer monitor, with Killa Ace countering in the teal, and he will be going from right to left, and the two forces are underway, and we are about to have our opening scrum of the match. And Killa Ace got to it rather quickly, and he has his SCV cutting along the top of the map. However, Zorak was able to easily steal and is cutting back the other way. His one SCV with the ball is now waiting for some help, and his group of about seven SCVs is now finishing off the couple of waves from Killa Ace of SCVs. Killa's one rogue SCV is trying to sneak from behind, get into the ball from Zorak, however, doesn't work, as Zorak sneaks right through that hole, and his one SCV with the ball is now dancing around in Killa Ace's side of the field, but Killa Ace, calmly and collected, steals the ball back from Zorak, cuts back the other way, stopped momentarily, but not in time. Score for Killa Ace, 7-0 in the favor of our two-time BGN Invitational champion. Zorak's got the ball cutting back the other way from left to right. Some excellent blocking. Here comes the SCV with the ball. He's trying to sneak through the hole. Does not, though. Killa Ace stops it at about his own 5-yard line and is now cutting back the other way, we think. Now he's cutting back the other way. He's got his group of nine SCVs cutting back along the top third of the map. Zorak immediately, however, responds, takes the ball back, but Killa Ace steals it immediately back, and guess what? Killa Ace has a lead of 14-0, and I am out of practice. Zorak's got his groups of SCVs cutting back now along the middle of the map, waiting for some of his own forces to come through. Killa Ace, however, has his SCVs coming in one at a time, which is not necessarily the best way to go, and the SCV with the ball is now cutting towards the top of the map. However, with a nice move, cuts back down, and looks like Zorak's going to retreat, waiting for some more reinforcements. Killa Ace is playing some pretty good defense on this evening. Zorak's got his group of SCVs waiting to intercept Killa Ace's forces, but Killa Ace isn't going to fall for a move like that. Or maybe he will. However, Killa Ace does have one SCV sneak from behind, take the ball away from Zorak, and against the group of four SCVs, will Zorak be able to stop Killa Ace's attack? That is a yes, right at the goal line. And Zorak's got the SCV with the ball cutting back along the bottom of the map, now cutting towards the top. And now Zorak decides to retreat to wait for some more help. Zorak's doing a lot more retreating than attacking in this game, and Killa Ace is taking true advantage of it. And right on cue, Killa Ace steals the ball at Zorak's own 10-yard line and scores again, 21-0 in favor of Killa Ace. Zorak's now cutting back along the other side of the map here, right down the middle with his group of SCVs. His one SCV with the ball this time is now, looks like it is actually going to attack. He's trying to get to the top corner. Killa Ace does an excellent job closing it off, and Killa Ace steals it from him immediately at the top and has a powerful group of about 8 SCVs cutting along the top of the map. Can he get through Zorak's forces? It looked like Killa Ace did have a hole for a second, but Zorak closed it off right at the top of the map, and he's got a group of 4 SCVs cutting back the other way. Killa Ace has his group of SCVs in defense, and he steals it right back from Zorak. But Killa Ace's SCV with the ball decided to run back into Zorak's forces. So Zorak had it for a moment, but Killa Ace now has the ball collected and has his entire force of SCVs now cutting towards the middle of the map. We have another scrum right the middle. Zorak, however, steals right at that point. And it looks like he's going to try to sneak through the wicket. And I think Zorak has scored. Finally, 21-7 is now the score in the favor of Killa Ace. Killa Ace just needs 1 point to take a 1-0 lead in this best of three series. Killa Ace has very patiently uses his SCVs as excellent blockers. Zorak's going to try to stop him. It ain't going to happen. This game is over. Killa Ace takes game number one, 28-7. And now we're going to have to wait a minute for Zorak to defeat yours truly before we can get on to game number two.
The key is to get die. You don't really care about it.
All right, we're about ready to get underway with game number two of this series between Killa Ace and Zorak. Killa Ace is again in the teal, going from left to right across your computer monitor, with Zorak in the orange, going from right to left. This time, Zorak looks like he got a little bit better of a start, but Killa Ace, however, does get to the ball first, and he's cutting back towards the top right corner of this map. Killa Ace very patiently dismantles the entire force there of Zorak's, hits the corner, and scores, makes a 7-0 in the beginning of game number two here. Looks like Killer Ace is just keeping going right where he left off from the first game. Killer Ace has his group of SCVs forcing Zorak to make a lot of extra maneuvers with his spreading out of his forces. However, Zorak, with a group of about seven SCVs, is able to get a hole for his SCV with the ball. Can he get to the corner? Zorak's SCV was very patient and does get the corner to make this game 7-7 at 1:13 in the morning. Kill Ace is coming along the top of the map and is going to score untouched to take a 14-7 lead in this game, too. Zorak, of course, doesn't want to be embarrassed. It looked like for a second he was about to try to do the same thing, but his SCV with the ball is now in the middle of the map. He's got his SCVs trying to block for him, but it looks like Zorak's got his SCVs doing some blocking, and his SCV with the ball is just dancing around waiting for a hole and an opening. Here comes the rest of Zorak's forces. However, they temporarily blocked the SCV with the ball. No harm, no foul, though, in that case. Zorak's just waiting very patiently. He sneaks through one hole. Can he sneak through the final hole to get to the end zone? No. He had it for a second, but Killer Ace was able to make a nice goal line stand and is now cutting back the other way with a group of three SCVs. The one SCV killed four of Zorak's defenders, and his SCV with the ball, however, runs into one of Zorak's defenders and is now going back the other way. Originally going towards the bottom of the map, but now is right in the center. He had a couple forces going for that top corner again, sneaks through a wicket, and scores to tie this game up at 14-all. Kill Ace regroups with his entire group of SCVs, cutting back along about the top third of the map. And Zorak does a lot better job defending that time and steals it completely from Kill Ace, and now has his two SCVs, his SCV with the ball leading, cutting towards the top of the map. Kill Ace blocks that, however. And Zorak's now going to try to patiently wait for Killer Ace to over-pursue the SCV with the ball. It looks like Zorak's going to try to cut all the way across the green. Killer Ace wasn't going to fall for that. But it looks like that SCV with the ball... Oh, what a shame. Zorak looked like he had a slight opening, but Killer Ace steals it from him about his own 2-yard line. And he cuts back with his entire force of SCVs. Zorak again did a decent job defending from the top, but there was no help on the bottom, and Killer Ace easily maneuvers his way through to take a 21-14 lead. One more point, and Killer Ace takes this series. Zorak's got the ball cutting back now right in the center of the map. His SCV with the ball is looking for some help, and it looks like he got it. Here comes Zorak's entire group at the top of the map yet again. Can Zorak power his way through? Yes, he can. Makes it 21-all in this second game. Killer Ace is now going to try for the finishing score here. He's got his SCV with the ball cutting back towards the top of the map, now cutting back towards the bottom right. Cutting back to the top left. However, Zorak defends it and is now cutting back the other way. Killer Ace does react. He has a group of five SCVs. A nice right angle from Zorak. A nice reverse of fortune. And guess what? Zorak is going to take this game from Killer Ace to even up the series one game apiece with a 28-21 victory over Killer Ace in this second game. Quite a comeback from our mathematician at the University of Texas. All right, here we go. The deciding game of this exciting best-of-three series between Killer Ace and Zorak. It's about time to separate the men from the boys in this last game of the evening. Zorak is again in orange, going from left to right, representing the University of Texas quite admirably, I might add. Killer Ace in the teal, going from right to left across your computer monitor. The two players scrum, and Zorak comes out of it with the ball for the first time in any of the three games. And his SCV with the ball is cutting through the middle of the map. He had a hole, and his SCV sneaks to the top and scores. 7-0 in the favor of Zorak. Killer Ace now has his group of SCVs cutting back the other way. And again, the two forces scrum. It looks like Zorak's out on a mission here as his SCVs pretty much overwhelmed all of Killer Ace's forces, but Killer Ace's one lone SCV with the ball sneaks through and ties this deciding game up at 7 apiece. Zorak comes back the other way. He's about at the middle of the map, towards the bottom, however, and he's got his SCV just patiently waiting again, annihilating Killer Ace's initial force. Killer Ace, however, does have three SCVs coming in pursuit, trying to surround him. Zorak, again, it looks like he's going towards the top, decides to reverse field and goes towards the bottom, reverses back to the top, but Killer Ace wasn't going to fall for it for the 73rd time. So instead, it looks like Zorak tried to do a different move of sorts, but Killer Ace stops that attack cold at about his own 5-yard line. And the SCVs, again, scrum in the middle, but his SCV with the ball evades that group, and Zorak only has five SCVs back in his own main base. However, his one SCV did an excellent job and stopped Killa Ace Cold himself at his own 5-yard line. These two players are definitely not leaving anything out here. They're leaving it all out there on the field. Exciting stuff. Killa Ace has his group of SCVs, however, making a steal of Zorak's. With the ball, Killa Ace is going to sneak through. A very easy score for Killa Ace to take a 14-7 lead in this deciding game. Here comes Zorak back the other way, his entire force of SCVs with the one with the ball, doing his traditional dancing in circles maneuver. The SCV with the ball now looks like it's trying to sneak through too many of Killa Ace's groups of SCVs, and Killa Ace has the SCV and the ball coming back the other way. His SCV with the ball is just waiting for a spot to sneak through. And it looks like he's found it right in the middle, and he's going to just very calmly and easily evade all of Zorak's forces, take a 21-7 lead in this game, which has gone from interesting to boring. Zorak has the ball cutting back now towards the bottom of the map. He's got his SCVs waiting there trying to find a path himself. But Killa Ace looks like he's going to steal it. And guess what? He just did. And Killa Ace has a group of three SCVs cutting back the other way. Can his SCV with the ball get the bottom corner? He decides not to try it, and now he's cutting back towards the top. He sneaks through a group of Zorak's SCVs in defense. And there is your ball game. There is your series. Killa Ace defeats Zorak with a 28-7 victory in this third and deciding game of this exciting SCV football match this Thursday morning. Thank you very much. I need to practice this again, but this was very entertaining. And I hope it was just as entertaining for our two loyal listeners. Thank you, and have a good night.
The Yankees win. The Yankees win.